Let's talk about Frank Whittington, FRANKWHITTINGTON, 6952. 73-year-old gentleman. Today's 10-2 today. 10-2. 73-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of congestive heart failure, O2 dependency. Patient is on 3 liters. On 3 liters, his O2 sat is at 94%. Uses nebulizer treatment at least 4 times a day. Has mild swelling of lower extremity 1 plus. Complains of numbness. Requires pain and anxiety medication. Also has a caretaker. That's his about his needs on a regular 24-hour basis. Patient has LMAC of 24 centimeters, consistent with weight loss, period. Patient has a PPS of 40%, period. Patient wears his oxygen at all times, has decreased activity, debilitation related to his heart failure with 1 plus edema. Patient is thin, he's weak. He is wheelchair bound. He requires help of others to set up his medication and to help him with his wheelchair. He becomes very short of breath, even was pushing his wheelchair from one room to another. He is short of breath at all times. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at rest. And this is a change from Class 3. Overall prognosis is poor. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient also has a history of renal insufficiency, has refused dialysis. Let's see, put down patient has shortness of breath and some chest pain from time to time, depending on his activity. He has had a history of renal insufficiency, has refused to undergo hemodialysis. Patient has 8 stents placed in his heart and his lower extremity, secondary to PVD, secondary to smoking. He has diminished by lung sounds bilaterally. Blood pressure was 1. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.